What's up?
Wow, dude.
Damn.
Fresh off of vacay.
Oh, yeah, man.
I was a sad boy. I was sad.
Yeah, what was going on?
Nothing. Just, you know. It's personal.
Just kicking around?
Yeah. Just being a sad boy, dude.
How long that last?
Until I wasn't hungover.
Good God.
So, like 2 days.
Criminy, dude.
It's crazy. It's crazy.
How's the drinking been?
Not bad. I've been scaling it back. Although this past weekend, it wasn't like I was like blacking out. I haven't gotten like hammered in a while. I haven't gotten like drunk. I've been drinking though.
You're gonna keel over like one of the Mongolian Khans, dude. You're just gonna one day be like just in your Toyota Corolla off to do a comedy gig. You're gonna just die and everyone's gonna have to like reassemble.
Yeah, the who's next
Chat Nation.
In line
we're
in
like
Philly.
The Mongolians, dude. Chat Nation. We'd have to all stop what we're doing and reassemble.
But I went to the fucking Sunday is usually a day of rest.
Mm-hmm.
But I went to the Eagles Patriots game.
Did
had
you?
A couple brewskis. That
no wonder you're
back.
So depressed, dude. That was a tough loss.
Back. Well, I didn't care about that. Like the Eagles just suck.
You're bummed about the birds.
Their offense just sucks. They have no weapons.
Defense was all right.
Wentz is good. Everybody's hating on Wentz. He's actually a good quarterback. But man, we went to the fucking Xfinity Center before the game. That might be the worst place on earth.
Were you like tailgating or just the
Xfinity
Center?
Yeah.
Itself?
Have you ever been in there?
No.
It is hell. And it was at capacity. Like, you couldn't move.
Oh.
You couldn't. It took me like a half hour to walk through the building. And it's not that big.
People were reliving their Super Bowl glory.
It was nightmarish. And then I got into the game. And I was just like, I was very, you know, I was disenchanted by the whole. It was just
for sure.
Like, just lights. It looks like a fucking casino in every NFL stadium.
You
just,
think the camera at one point hit you and like they thought you were an owner?
I was up in the box.
They just saw your nonplussed look from a box. And
I was up in
like,
the box.
Is this guy
just
a fucking owner?
Yeah, this guy's totally unfazed by all the lights and dog shit.
Dude, so it's like casino level
it
bullshit.
Is bullshit everywhere. Like brands and logos fucking every just flashing lights.
Sucks.
And then it's like cheerleaders dancing for no reason. Why are there cheerleaders? Why the fuck are there cheerleaders?
Yeah.
And I watched them during the game. They just keep dancing.
They don't stop.
Stand in front of a section and just do moves, and the people in the crowd are just watching the game. Like, it's pointless.
Are they supposed to come out, like, between
They run
stuff?
Out, yeah, and do a routine.
Yeah.
That's so stupid.
It is pretty dumb.
Watching 50 women do a choreographed dance from, like, 100 yards away is one of the dumbest things you could see.
Well, it's also kind of a lack in faith of like male attention to be like between plays or like throw out half naked chicks, everyone's
gonna
leave.
They had a dude now too.
How's the dude? Was
the
he
dude
killing it?
Kills it.
I'm gonna go down there and keep a monocle on that dude the whole time. Like, let me see that.
I was watching that dude the whole time. It's so funny. And he wears a slightly different uniform than the women.
Yeah, what's he rocking?
He rocks kind of the same thing.
Is he rocking
thing.
Like an Elton John suit? Like
dude,
a piano thing? Or what's he wearing?
It's so ridiculous to see a guy doing those same moves of like every 2 seconds bending down and touching your toes. And then like, and then just the knowing the organization being like, yeah, we have a guy down there, so what? Like a bunch of dudes from Delco just like, I don't like him being down there with my women.
Dude, that's got to be fucking teeing dudes up.
But then it'll just cut to a troop in the audience,
mm-hmm.
and they'll be like, ladies and gentlemen, let's take a moment to honor Staff Sergeant blah, blah, blah. He served 3 tours in Afghanistan. And the whole crowd stops and claps for him. And then it's like, all right, back to fucking Migos, and then it just blasts hip-hop.
It just
makes zero sense.
That is a sick definition of progress. It's like, fine, gay guys can be sluts now. Whatever.
Yeah,
throw them down
we
there.
We brought a gay guy slut down there with the sluts. Oh, give it up for a troop real quick. Like the whole fucking, the whole time you're there is just shit just getting shoved in your ass.
That's fucking horrible.
It was like, and then the Eagles come out and don't do shit on offense. It's the most boring game in the world. Followed just shit everywhere.
That was tough. I caught a glimpse of that. I caught a glimpse of that when I was out to dinner, and it was just like, is that the fuck?
Dude,
Wentz has a laser beam, dude.
Wentz is good. But also, in our box, there was this just rich people.
Mm-hmm.
That just, there was this dad and his son, his like 14-year-old, 13-year-old boy. He was looking good. He was a good-looking boy.
Was he?
No, they wouldn't shut the fuck up. He was screaming from the box. He's like, that's bullshit! Fuck you.
Oh my God.
It's like,
God.
Dude, you're only yelling at me. Like, they can't hear you on the
you're
fucking field.
You're 40 feet away from the rest of the people.
Yeah, you're just right next to me screaming every play. Like, that's a bullshit call, Doug. Doug. And then his kid was doing it, too.
Ugh.
His kid started. He was like, Tom Brady, you suck. Tom Brady, you suck. Just on repeat. And I wanted to just tell him, like, kid, this is one of the greatest players of all time. if not the greatest.
You should have.
You should enjoy this moment.
Yeah.
You'll be able to tell your kids you saw him play. You fucking weasel.
It's a weird thing to teach your kid. Like, every Sunday we can come here and get all of our negative feelings out about everything on guy.
And the wife and the mom, like, all of them were just in the box with them, listening to their, they're like, oh, he gets crazy during the games. He loves sports. And I'm like, he doesn't know what the fuck he's talking about. He's screaming the wrong thing the whole time.
You're watching a family that's, like, adopted the ethos of, like, a paper towel commercial and are just living it out.
Yes.
They're just like, my husband is a fanatic about sports.
Drinks a couple of light beers and screams during the game.
And I click my tongue, but in the secretly, I love being part of a thing that I can make sense of. It's like, you shut the fuck up, lady.
And then...
go home.
There was two chicks behind us. These two girls that came in just sloppy, fucking hammered, and they just yelled the whole time. In a box, dude.
Jesus, man.
People screaming in a box is one of the dumbest things I've ever been a part of.
Yeah, the whole point of that is, like, separate yourself from the hoi polloi. From the fucking rabble. You can just sit up there and, like, plot what you're going to do. It's like you can kind of see them move more.
Dude, I ate the food in there. It's so bad. It's like Philly cheesesteak spring rolls and, like, Bud Light. That's what I, like, filled up on.
Oh, man.
Then I had a cookie. They had cookies up there. I had a sweet treat.
So you were just, like, miserable eating, like, horrible food.
Eating dog shit. But I'm surrounded by all these, like, because it was, it has nothing to do with it. It just happened to be the NBC box, which was kind of funny.
Tight.
So I'm around all these, like, rich old people, and I'm drunk eating a fucking chocolate chip cookie, and I sneezed, and just chocolate got all over me. Like, I was just standing at the buffet eating, and I was, like, eating a cookie, like, spit chocolate all over myself, and I was like, I gotta go to the bathroom and wash my clothes.
Well, there's something to do with when you eat chocolate and look into the sun, it makes you sneeze. So you got triggered by a chocolate cookie outdoors.
Yeah, I looked out and all just, the fucking lights out there. I was like,
oh, my God.
But yeah.
Saw like a McDonald's ad and your body thought it was the sun. And you're like,
yeah, just all these garbage ads. There's a military flyover, a giant flag. Then it just blasts hip hop and sluts dance.
Yeah.
And then it's like, give it up for this fucking troop right now. Make some noise for the Eagles. Let's start down. Drink a fucking beer.
Get insurance and eat fast food.
And then it's also, I was laughing at, it's Lincoln Financial Field. So there's just Lincoln Financial, this big picture, like their logo is Lincoln's head.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, I guarantee they have nothing to do with Abraham Lincoln. They were just like, all right, what's somebody people trust? Lincoln.
Damn.
Put him out there. That's our logo, is Abraham Lincoln.
That's a bold logo.
Yeah, true.
Pretty tight.
Like,
good
idea. He freed the slaves. Why don't you bank with us?
Damn, dude.
Okay.
Yeah, that is weird. I never even thought about that.
Yeah.
I was looking at Lincoln Financial. It's Abe. Abe's
I doubt
big
Abe
head.
Founded that. Yeah, yeah.
Damn.
I don't know. I was crabby swirled out.
That's super crab swirl.
Crab swirl in this box.
I could get real into doing, like, for instead of cheerleaders, just have, like, old school president reenactors who come out and fucking.
They do that.
Orate on between plays. They give their famous speeches. And you're like, fuck yeah.
I think in Milwaukee. Or no, the Nationals do it where they have a bunch of dudes in president suits race around the field. It was pretty fun.
That's pretty tight.
Yeah. There's some fun ones.
That's pretty. Yeah, Eagles is, it's a tough one.
There's one, it might be St. Louis. They have this dude, like Mr. Freeze, I think is his name. He's clearly just a black dude in like a skin suit, one of those, you know what I'm talking, like.
Yeah, I know, like a mocap suit.
Yeah, he's wearing a suit that's like blue and he races someone around the park. So,
tight.
Like, they give him, like, a huge lead, and he just races normal people. And he's, like, an Olympic sprinter that
just
burns them.
Burning
it's
people.
Very funny, yeah.
Fuck, that's
yeah,
hilarious.
That's a good one.
That's and he's wearing, like, a total, like...
Yeah.
Like, the head cover... Like, the one from Always Sunny in Philadelphia.
Yes.
Where covers his whole head.
Yes.
And he just smokes people.
Yeah.
Fuck. See, that's hilarious.
Yeah, that's great. The cheerleaders just need to go.
Yeah, it's kind
I've
of...
I've had enough.
It's a weird gig.
Yeah.
It's just kind of a, I don't, you know.
And college football, I used to like going to Notre Dame games because of that. Like, they don't have all that shit everywhere. Just shit.
I was about to say, I was thinking about the time we went to Notre Dame and we're on wooden benches. Everyone's sitting there. It's none of this fucking nonsense.
Well, they added shit now.
Did they?
There's shit everywhere. Every college stadium now.
It sucks.
It's just dog shit everywhere.
What do you think about the students getting paid? We talked about this before.
I'm for it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I read an article about that. The amount of money they get in endowments. Well, the article is that historically black colleges should start have, like, they were like, if you're a black D1 prospect, go to a HBCSU, whatever.
Yeah.
and whatever, I forget what it's called, the initials, but they're like, go to a historically black school, and that way we can start funneling all the NCAA money to those schools. And it's like, well, this doesn't solve the problem. It's just like, this doesn't do that.
Yeah.
Like, we should segregate and get fucking paid. And it's just like,
they were hitting that last night at the Democratic debate.
Were they really?
Kind of. Not that they were just hitting student loans, and they were like, black people don't pay their student loans.
Who said that?
Fucking have, well, they don't.
Who said, I'm saying, which
one? Well, they don't, like, not all of them, but they really, Elizabeth Warren was like, 20 years after college, 90%, I think, white students have paid their debts, and 5% of black students have paid their student loan debts. She was like, we need to forgive that in order to equalize, you know, we need to break this racial stratification here over the
I mean, that money. System kind of rules for what? Black people. So be like, yeah, go to college and don't pay your fucking debts.
True.
I mean, it's the move.
You're going to have bad credit, but who cares?
Who cares?
Straight cash, homie.
Get a degree. Let your credit sink. Make sure your bae goes, you know, goes to school, gets all the paperwork straight. It's kind of what I do.
Find a thick white nurse.
Yeah. It's kind of like I've defaulted on all my credit cards real hard in my 20s, knowing like I'll, you know, my bae will take. Yeah. My bae will have good paperwork stuff. So that's... It's kind of the samurai's path.
I thought I had that path.
You rocked it. The idea is to say fuck them, and then if this degree translates into me getting paid, I'll pay you guys back.
Yeah.
That's taking the power.
It's like, as soon as I get money, I'll just pay my student loans. Until then, you get zero.
I always operated on like, I'm fucking all these credit cards now, and I'm going on a glory mission. Either I'll die on, like, I'm not going to make it my life's purpose to pay back a gigantic financial institution. Yeah. There's more debt, according to this article I read, there's more debt than capital in the world. It makes no fucking sense. So there's people who literally control the money supply, who get to dictate the money supply, and then they hand out quote unquote money. Whoever's in charge of everything.
Who is?
Whoever's in charge. I can't say. levels of government.
Oh.
It's different in every country. The top levels of government get to control the currency, and then once you control currency, you can drown people in debt and then control them.
Yeah.
Your student loans. Definitely don't pay them.
The top. In that fucking Xfinity Center, it's Xfinity Live.
Yeah.
Oh, you
went there afterwards?
Before.
Ooh.
And, they had, like, bull riding in this one thing. It's one of the weirdest things I've ever watched is girls... getting in line. It was all girls from like 21 to 25.
Mm-hmm.
It was beautiful baby girls everywhere.
This is their time to shine on a bull.
Yeah, and they would all get on the bull, and the weird dude controlling it, like, makes them fucking, it like vibrates so their ass shakes.
The strip club DJ.
And everyone just sits in a circle around it, drinking, staring at it. Very weird.
It's just entirely bizarre, dude.
Yeah, it's like the most basic.
And it's like, if girls can ride a mechanical bull, that means they're good at sex.
Yeah.
They can sit on a dick.
Woo! Just do woo.
Do they buck them off a lot?
Yeah.
So they fall.
Yeah, they fall eventually.
How do they take the fall?
Or like they'll hang on, so like their legs are spreading, their asses in the air, and the thing will slowly circle around while they're hanging on, so everyone can get a good look at their genitals and buttholes.
I mean, dude, the masses are vulgar. That's kind of what drives people.
And I was just standing there like, what the fuck?
Like, what the fuck?
What is this?
What are we doing?
This is weird.
Yeah, man. It's
it's fun going to a game, but it's all like the most basic shit in the world.
Yeah.
Like, you watch hot 20-year-olds on a ride a bull, then you drink giant cans of beer and go into a game where it's like, look at this fucking cheerleader. Blah.
Dude, well, it's funny. It reminds me of while we were sitting there on a trip.
I just want good, clean football, dude. I just want to watch the strategy of the game, dude.
Well, that's
just let me watch the beautiful game.
That's the thing we're seeking, is like utter titillation of the senses. Now, I was sitting there with Brittany, and she was going through like all-inclusives while we're on one vacation. She's already looking at others, and I'm like, will you just like exist with me right now and stop with that shit? And, you know, she was just like, oh, I don't, you know, she was just curious or whatever. But the whole point, she was show me all-inclusives, and I was just like... So I've been to all inclusive, and I'm like, I'm starting to relive it. Like, when I'm like, you go there, and it's just designed for total sensory. So you walk in, and then like they have a casino, and you're like, and you're like, money, and you're like, and then you go to a comedy club, and you're like, ha-ha-ha-ha-ha. And then girls dance, the staff like shakes their butts, and you're like, oh yeah, I'm hard. And it's just 7 days of just eating as much as you can, being utterly titillated. Then you go home, and you're like, oh, fuck. And you're back at your job just kind of like, oh, this sucks. It's so fucking boring. Oh, it's so fucking boring.
And you're back selling fucking Hondas.
Yeah, they just ship you just off like, once
under,
a year.
Under those lights in an office, just like, ugh. Oh, my God, dude. So during the game, the Notre Dame-USC game, these two dudes behind us just wouldn't shut the fuck up. Mm-hmm. Start to finish, wouldn't shut the fuck up.
Yeah.
It was like, and like, totally mundane, worthless conversation. Didn't know shit about football, just yapped for fucking 2 hours. Three and a half. Nonstop.
That's tight in there, too.
Ruined the fucking game.
Really?
I was just furious. I was mad the whole time. I made fun of them at one point. And they everybody in the area laughed. And the guys just kept going back to the conversation. It was crazy.
That's weird.
It's like nobody can be that fucked up for that long. Like, at first, I was like, all right, first quarter, this will stop because he's hammered.
Yeah.
Hopefully that fucking dies down. Didn't stop.
So they were fucked up.
Had to have been.
Damn.
Yeah, it was brutal.
And he sat there and gabbed the entire time.
They were fucking talking about him and this other guy clearly hadn't seen each other in a while. I think they were just old pals. Mm. So they were just sitting there talking about, like, he's talking about his fucking wife. And he's like, well, you and Arya have a fucking thing going. And like, yeah, I'll admit you can be a bit of a handful, but Arya's a great girl. And what you got, like, just, and screaming.
Oh, my
just screaming.
God.
And I turned around because a play happened, and one of them paid attention and was like, holy shit, look at that. And I was like, wait, 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 go back. Tell me, finish the fucking Arya story, please. And everyone around was like, yeah, 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 fuck you guys.
Oh.
And then they just went back to fucking talking.
Damn.
It's crazy.
You guys are tightly packed in there, too.
Yeah. Yeah.
That would kind of suck.
Yeah, really fucking sucked. And, like, the type of conversation that just...
what were you wearing, actually? What kind of gear did you have?
I got a sick-ass fucking Notre Dame champions jacket. It's fucking sick.
Letterman's?
It's a throwback. No, it's like a long... It's like, yeah, you'll see it. I'll be wearing it every day.
Trench coat?
It's kind of.
What?
It's a sick jacket.
Where'd you get it, from the bookstore?
Yeah. You know me, dude. I'm a papered, bro.
Damn.
It's like, what, $125 for this? Throw it in the bag.
Yeah, let me get that.
Not a big deal. Please.
Nah, your Notre Dame merch is going to get better and better.
True.
And better.
You know, of all the horrible things that have happened, this is the one thing that's really helped. Like, one stock that is rising is my Notre Dame merch.
That's fucking
it's
sick.
Fucking, it's business is booming right now.
in the classic sense.
No. The classic sense is a Native American.
No, in the classic sense, Columbus had it wrong.
Okay.
Dude, are you celebrating Thanksgiving this year?
Yo,
you
know I am.
Better fucking not,
dude.
You are?
I celebrated Columbus Day. I celebrate the fuck out of Thanksgiving.
I'm going to get kicked out of my family dinner again. I'm going to start just fucking doubles.
You got to protest.
I'm going to start smashing everything, dude.
You got to protest.
Dude, I'm going to fucking freak out.
Like the kids at Harvard-Yale. Do you see that?
No, they don't.
During the football game at halftime, all the student body went out and protested climate change. So they just sat at midfield. And the game got delayed like 4 hours.
They took a knee?
They protested climate change.
Did they watch the rest of the game?
The game, yeah. I mean, I think it was a good game. I think it went to overtime. People were like, yeah, hell yeah.
Yeah, so they protested climate change, and then we're like, all right, back to the game.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, that's...
I just don't understand protesting climate change at halftime of a football game. Like,
why is football now the, like... The end all be all for like, why is this like the public discourse arena?
It makes sense.
Football?
That people like football.
That's true.
So it's a good place to be like, hey, it's getting warm out.
Yeah.
Keep that in mind.
We're going to ruin
this game.
We're going to sit on the field.
We're going to sit on the field because it's getting warm.
We tell you if the NFL just extended the season for like 12 more games.
Yeah.
Like, well, we can play well into fucking.
yeah. True.
But yeah, that's weird,
that's
man.
That's all right.
Well, it's good, you know. It's good they're out there doing that kind of thing. It's just like, I'm just
it's
trying
just
to think.
College, it's college kids.
Yeah, I'm trying to think of the bottom
line.
It
just sucks. Imagine going to a game and, like, being like, I'm going to just go out at midfield and sit there.
I'm thinking about you driving to go see a game and then being delayed for 4 hours.
Oh my God, dude. If I had driven 10 hours to, like, a Notre Dame game, and then at halftime students sat on the field because of global warming, I don't know.
You might counter-protest.
Yeah, I'd get some aerosol cans, just spray them.
You might get some...
I'd go start my car and come back in.
Yeah, I'm waiting to see how many causes we can attach to the NFL. I want to see Howie Long.
Well, they got
like...
breast cancer, police brutality.
Yeah.
They love the troops.
Of course. You see those camo fucking sleeves they wore?
Yeah.
That was tight.
They do that. Domestic Violence had a good run there because the players were getting rowdy.
It was pretty appropriate.
Ray Rice is getting rowdy.
Yeah, it was pretty appropriate.
Which is funny they did that for Ray Rice and not OJ. I think OJ's domestic violence would have been a little more like, hey, we should say something to the the public.
Did he really cut someone's head off?
Just about.
Did he really?
Yeah. He like almost sawed their fucking heads off.
Oh my God.
He got loose. He was out of control.
Oh my God.
He was fired up.
Yeah, I guess they felt like they missed that one. The NFL slumbered on that. That was back before people had to make statements. The owner of the NFL was like caught in a statement being like, what the fuck? Juice killed his wife?
Yeah. Nobody had to make statements.
No.
Now you have to. Dude,
we are deeply saddened.
It's a shitty time to be a CEO.
We are deeply saddened by.
You don't have to pay taxes, but you do have to make statements.
True.
Which, that should be the trade-off. If you want these corporations to start paying taxes, just be like, you don't have to make any more statements.
Yeah, you guys can do whatever you guys
want. Never again. We're never going to ask you how many women you have working at Google. Just pay taxes.
Just pay the fucking taxes.
Just help us pay for women's health care.
That's fair.
That way we don't have to worry about, are women good at math?
That's pretty fair.
That seems to be the, like, we need to figure out, can women be good at, you know, STEM?
Yeah, science, math. Yeah. Science, technology, and math. STEM.
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 I'm good at none of those.
I'm actually a brilliant scientist.
No, you're not.
I'm a theoretical.
You think getting high is running a fucking controlled
experiment. Did you
tremble
before the volcano?
The volcano is right in front of me.
It's intimidating.
I hate these fucking things.
Why do you hate that?
That's a miserable creation.
What, the volcano?
A volcano? That thing sucks, dude. Smoking out of a volcano just...
Rip a volcano
is
bag.
Is a negative experience. Rip